And we're back here on Out of the Woods. If you want to get in touch, send some email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. That's how you can do that. All right, back to the music now. Going up to Nova Scotia for this one, Bill and Joel Plaskett, father and son duo. New CD's called Solidarity, and here's The New California on Out of the Woods.
Engines roar, high. She's away and westward bound. Far above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, and I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. Well, you can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain.
Now sailors come gather and join in my ditty. About a terrible battle that happened of late, when each Union tar shed a tear of sad pity, when he heard of the once gallant Cumberland's fate. On the eighth day of March told a terrible story, when many bold tars to this world bid adieu. Our flag, it was wrapped in a mantle of glory by the heroic deeds of the Cumberland's crew. On that ill-fated day, about 10 in the morning, oh, the sky, it was clear and bright shone the sun. The drums of the Cumberland sounded a warning that told every seaman to stand by his gun. Then an ironclad frigate down on us came bearing, and high in the air the rebel flag flew. That pennant of treason she was proudly wearing, determined to conquer the Cumberland's crew. Then up spoke our captain in stern resolution, "Now, boys, at this monster do not be dismayed. We have sworn to maintain our beloved Constitution, and to die for our country we are not afraid." Then our noble ship fired, our guns dreadfully thundered, our shot on the rebel like hail we did pour. We sailors then gazed on in terror and wonder, as our shot struck her sides and glanced harmlessly o'er. With stern resolution, though the dead and the wounded our decks they did strew. We will die at our station or conquer victorious, was answered in cheers by the Cumberland's crew. But she struck us amidship, our plank she did sever, her sharp iron prow pierced our noble ship through. And as we sank in the dark rolling waters, "We will die at our guns," cried the Cumberland's crew. Columbia's sweet birthright of freedom's communion, thy flag never waved more proudly before. The spirits of those who died for the Union now above her proud folds exultingly soar. And when us bold sailors in battle assemble, to the stars and the stripes we will ever be true. Wherever the call will make tyranny tremble, or we'll die at our guns like the Cumberland's crew.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, sometimes after gigs, musicians will start talking about their worst experiences. I was doing that one night, and I thought about this gig that I had in a band that somebody who is here tonight used to play in. And I thought, well, you know, I'll tell a story about this and tell it on stage. And then I thought, you know, if I were a minstrel like 100 years ago, I would put this in a ballad, in a mountain ballad form, because that's the way news used to get delivered. And I would tell this story as a ballad. So that's what I've done. The year that I turned 25, I was playing in a band, a swinging little combo. We traveled across the land. We played at fairs and festivals, bar mitzvahs and birthdays. We played original music, and most times we got paid. One day about the crack of noon, a ringing roused me from my sleep. I'd like to book the band, the voice on the phone did speak. We have a little festival 3 months from now in May. We'd like to have some music, would you like to come and play? What kind of festival, I asked, as I wiped sleep from my eyes. It is a four-wheel rally, the voice quickly replied. We like to race our monster trucks up and down the hills all day. At night, we want to party to the music that you play. I said, we're artists. We create our own songs. Why not hire a cover band? This just seems all wrong. He said, $3,000 we are prepared to pay. I said, what is your address? I'll get the contracts out today. Finally, the day arrived, and we loaded up the van. Lights, PA, instruments, four musicians, one sound man. And we traveled for hours, as the directions showed, till we ran out of interstates, two lanes and country roads. When we reached our destination, a sign pointed the way. Welcome, four-wheel rally happening today. An arrow pointed to a trail that led down to the show. Less suited for a music van, more for a mountain goat. At the bottom of a holler, in a sea of mud, there, like Noah's Ark, seemed to float a stage made out of wood. For it had been raining 3 days and it did flood. We looked at each other and said, this can't be good. But we set up our equipment, all except for Steve. He was our lead guitar player, and he did moan and grieve. For a mighty hangover, a queasy stomach and a cough, and for last night's party and all the brain cells he had lost. He put his head in his hands and said a little prayer. Thank God it can't get any worse. God whispered, au contraire. For about that time, a monster truck with tires as tall as men revved up its mighty engine and its wheels began to spin. Smoke did spew and mud did fly from 50 yards away. And like a guided missile, a glob of slime and clay headed straight for Steve's position as I whispered, no way. But it was as if God had said, go ahead and make my day. That night we played our songs, but to no applause. The mud was too deep except for pigs and frogs. So in their monster trucks they sat 100 yards away and blinked their lights and honked their horns after each song that we would play. So come, you young musicians, come heed my advice. Don't do it for gold record screaming fans and limo rides. Do it for the love of music, and then when things go wrong, you can even take the gig from hell and write it in a song.
Ron Sowell for you here on Out of the Woods. Funny stuff there from his 2013 CD called Little Movies. That was Gig from Hell. Lee Murdoch in there just before that from his new one Loving Light and the Cumberland's Crew, and a bit of a Celtic flavor in there for the rest of the set. We have Chris Murphy from his CD The Tinker's Dream and The Tower. The High Kings from their new one Grace and Glory. Of course, the old Early Morning Rain, and started you off from Nova Scotia, Bill and Joel Plaskett, father and son, from their new one, Solidarity, and the new California. Well, we're up to that mid-show point, so we're going to do that for you right now and get in another station break. But first, I wanted to thank you folks out there, wherever you are, tuned in. This is where all your friends are listening. Some are listening to CJMP in Powell River, British Columbia, KCHW in Chihuahua, Washington, KGIG in Modesto, California, KONR in Anchorage, Alaska, KVRZ in Libby, Montana, KXCR in Florence, Oregon, WMNB in North Adams, Massachusetts, WRAQ in Angelica, New York, WSCS in New London, New Hampshire, WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, WXHR in Hillman, Michigan, Neopa Community Radio in Canton, Ohio, our online friends, Boston Free Radio, Bumps Radio, The Global Voice, Homelands Radio, Radio Tucker, Shout Radio, and Sword Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back after this.